I am Fightback Ninja, and I will help you to fight back against scammers, spammers, and time wasters.
The Business Email Money Transfer Scam. Your business administrator or account staff receive an email from the chief exec or accounts manager or company director asking for funds to be transferred immediately. Maybe this is a common practice in your company and you have procedures to make sure this is safe, but otherwise it could well be a scam. So how the scam works. 1. The scammer needs to know the name and email address of the chief exec. This is commonly available on the company website, company house records, press releases and so on. 2. The scammer needs to know the email address of someone in account of the company. They may phone and ask who to send bills to by email, or again, the information may well be on the company website. Sometimes to look for contact details for the accounts boss. 3. They can now send in an email address to the person in accounts and try to make it look as if it came from the chief exec. The email will ask for money to be transferred to a new account and it must be done urgently. 4. If the company is unsuspecting, then they may transfer the money as requested and only find out later on that it was a scam. 5. The scammer will try to make the message look as if it is from the chief exec. Sometimes this is sophisticated spoofing, so the message does really appear to be from the boss's email address, but usually the scammers aren't that clever and simply put the name. 6. So the email will look something like fredblogs@yandex.com, where fredblogs is the name of the boss, and the 1736830923@yandex.com is the actual email address it's from. 7. The money is transferred as instructed, but it goes to the scammer. Now, this scam has been widely publicised, as some companies have lost a lot of money this way, but hopefully all companies now check on any such transfer rather than blindly following the email instruction. Sometimes these scam messages are easy to spot. For example, a recent one addressed to fsmith@company name, looked valid, but the email started with Dear F. Smith, with F-S-M-I-T-H, which gave away the game that it was simply computer-generated and hence fake. Another one contained the line, "We need you to send £41,000 to a beneficiary today." The scammers use words like beneficiary to try and make it fit any circumstances, but in practice this has the opposite effect, as no commercial business would call its suppliers beneficiaries. Most companies have a standard email format, for example, firstname_lastname@company name, or initial surname@company name, which makes it easier for scammers to guess email addresses once they know a few for the company. Do not make it easy for scammers and do have proper procedures in place to prevent this kind of scam happening.
I am Fightback Ninja. Check out my blog online, fightback.ninja.